On a black screen, 3D chrome text flies in over a bright glare. RLJE Films. On a gray circle, rainbow neon letters flicker on out of order. Augenschein Film Production. White letters fade in below a fluid line drawing of a bird. Falcon Films. A 3D metallic cyclone dissolves into a line drawing above white letters. Logical Pictures. White block letters appear ringed by pink and blue light. Protagonist Pictures. Sunlight filters upward through open blue water. The surface below undulates and shimmers. Long beams of light reach upward into the deep, dark water. Two blonde women drive along a coastal road.
I hate this song.
How can you hate it? It's not hateable. It's a classic.
Classically overplayed.
The red sedan crawls along a dirt road above sheer cliffs. Two pairs of small feet splash along a beach. The woman in the passenger seat mouths along as the driver sings. A black and white goat ambles out of their way. The landscape near the cliffs is dry and deserted, dotted with scrubby bushes and occasionally crossed by dirt roads. The woman who began singing, Drew, drives while her companion, May, looks out the windshield.
So, how's work? You still writing for that travel magazine?
I went bust last year.
The tops of two small blonde heads appear in front of open water.
No, it's okay. Something will come up. How about you? How's life in the decompression chamber? Anything dirty you need to tell me about those oily Ulrich men?
No.
At a beach, two blonde preteen girls playing in shallow water.
You're still living with that surf shop guy?
What? Oh, no, that's in the past.
So where do you live?
Mom, actually.
All right.
At the beach, the girl's legs frog-kicking under the water.
She's doing good.
In the car, two yellow cylinders lean on the back seat.
Mom, she's doing good. I thought you might want to know.
Okay.
At the beach, the girl's hugging underwater. Letters appear on either side of them. Sophie Lowe, Louisa Krauss. As the car slows to a stop at the top of a cliff, tall white letters appear. The dive.
Nice.
May, who has tousled hair and a square chin, squints in the sunlight. Her eyes move over the dry landscape and the wide blue water. Both women approach the edge of a cliff and glance down into a scrubby ravine.
Steep.
That's all right.
May removes two more yellow cylinders and a duffel bag from the trunk of the car. Each wearing a duffel bag on their back, they pick their way down a narrow set of stairs cut into the limestone. Drew swings a cylinder in each hand. Her canvas sneakers catch, and she stumbles. She rights herself. Behind her, May balances a cylinder on her shoulder. Side by side, the woman traverses a narrow embankment in the shadow of the cliffs. May stashes two of the cylinders below a weather-beaten rock formation and opens her duffel bag, pulling out fins, rubber tubing, and lead weights. Drew, who has blunt bangs and wide-set eyes, perches on a ledge and bites into a sandwich. May bends over the equipment, clipping a spool of cord to each scuba vest.
Is that really necessary? It's not that kind of cave.
It's an overhead environment, so we bring a reel.
Okay.
May adjusts a full face scuba mask.
Oh my god, fancy.
Dive pass QR4 with intercom.
Dive pass QR4 with intercom. You're such a nerd. Do you dream of your equipment at night? And you're like, oh my god. My new BCD, it feels so good when it's wet. Oh, I love it.
May shakes her head with a slight smile. She stows the bag next to the cylinders. A rickety aluminum dock extends into the sea. The women walk out, dressed in black wetsuits, with the cylinders strapped to their backs. Drew turns back and smiles at May. They each set down their fins and stand side by side at the end of the dock, gazing out at the clear sky and calm water.
Yeah, I still get a bit nervous every time.
Lucky you.
Lucky me? What do you mean?
Nervous is good. Excitement's a good thing.
Whatever you say. Okay, let's do this.
They strap on their masks, look at each other through the glass, and hop into the water. Their bodies, elongated by fins, break the smooth surface of the water, precipitating a shower of bubbles. Fish dart around them while they float straight down along the cliff.
Let's descend to 50 feet.
You lead, I follow.
Okay!
The water around them dims from turquoise to indigo as they sink deeper. They begin to swim laterally away from the shore, past a towering reef and schools of black fish. Drew spins around to grin at May, who meets her eyes unsmilingly. Drew rotates onto her back.
God, I miss this feeling.
Tiny bubbles from her exhalations swarm toward the surface, glimmering in the shafts of sunlight. May, following behind her, watches her. Drew corkscrews slowly through the water, extending her arms. The women enter a deep chasm. As they move into darker shadows, they each switch on a light strapped to their wrists. Their beams glide back and forth across the rock's craggy surfaces, and they drift into a gap. They slide single file through a narrow crevice. Above them, the bubbles from their breath squeeze through the rocks toward the surface.
Nice. It's fucking amazing.
Let's go to 30 feet. There's gotta be an entrance to this cute little cave somewhere around here.
Okay, I'm right behind you.
Drew's face appears in an aperture. She shimmies through. May follows. They direct their lights at the cave ceiling.
Perfect dive bell conditions. There's already already air in it, but it's probably a bit toxic. Let's put some fresh air in it.
She unhooks a tube and opens a valve. A jet of bubbles streams upward, frothing on the surface above them. May follows suit and stops after a few seconds.
That's enough. It's enough!
Their heads break the surface of the water below a low, rocky ceiling. They pull off their full face masks and look around.
It was good, right?
Drew beams at May, who looks away, unsmiling.
We're at 20 feet. Isn't this great?
May continues to look away, and Drew lowers her gaze.
You know what's strange? I don't even know if you're enjoying this. Like, I can't read you anymore. Are you enjoying this? Like, I talk you into these trips every year, but do you actually want to go?
Of course I do.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I'm not expressing that properly.
No, I didn't mean it like a criticism. Are you okay?
May's eyes snap from the cave wall to the ceiling.
You left a hole when you left.
May raises her mask to her face and fastens the buckles. Drew watches May sink into the water. May kicks her way through the narrow corridor in the rock.
May, wait!
May emerges from the crevice over the reef into more open water and kicks toward the surface. Drew follows.
Come on, wait!
May's shape is hazy, almost out of view ahead of her. Drew pulls her brows together.
May?
May floats in the distance. The landscape in front of her is a featureless expanse of blue.
Why aren't you answering me?
In front of May, particles in the water abruptly begin to swirl as if stirred.
Just talk to me, please. Do you hear this?
May?
A fist-sized rock strikes Drew's shoulder. More tumble around her. The surface of the water foams with the hail of debris. Drew swims to the cliffs and braces her hands on the wall. A sharp boulder the size of a small car falls between them. Drew clings to the wall, following the boulder's path downward. A murky cloud rises from the sea floor and swallows Drew. Drew's face is dimly illuminated inside her mask.
Can you hear me?
The water around her is opaque with dust. Drew pulls out her flashlight. She attaches it to her wrist and turns it on. She casts the beam around the water below her.
May!
The dive computer on her wrist shows 72 feet below sea level.
Okay.
She continues her descent.
Okay. I'm here at the bottom. I'll find you. I promise.
Fumbles for the reel of cord at her waist and loops the end around a rock. Holding the reel in one hand, she pushes off from the wall and moves through the cloud of dust.
Maeve, you gonna hear me? Shine your light.
She bounces her flashlight beam over the debris. Her head around.
Hey! Hey! Are you okay? What? I can't hear you. It's like breaking up. What? Can you go to the surface?
I'm stuck.
What?
I'm stuck.
You're stuck. Are you hurt? Turn off my light. Can you turn on your light?
The muddy water is uniformly dark.
Fuck, I can't see anything. I can't see anything.
She grabs her wrist and turns on her light.
Where's the reel? I just had it when... I can't find it.
Stay calm.
Fuck.
Her hand skims the pebbles of the sea floor.
I can't find it.
Calm down.
It's okay. I got it.
What's your air?
I'm 100 bar.
Are you still at the bar?
Yeah, try me.
Okay, we can't roll with your ass.
I can hardly hear you. Just keep talking, okay?
Keep the wall on your left and stay parallel to it.
Okay, I got it.
The line extends behind Drew as she moves along the wall. Her flashlight beam sweeps over the broken chunks of stone. Drew moves through a gap in the rocks and spots a dim glow.
I can see something! I see you! Yes, I see your light!
May's upper body protrudes from between two rocks.
Oh my god, what the fuck? Oh my god, are you hurt?
I'm okay.
Oh my god, we need to get this thing off of you!
Keep it together!
May!
Calm down! Wait, look at me!
What about your legs? Oh my god!
We gotta lift the rock!
Okay! Push with your back at the same time!
The rock hinges a few centimeters. May's face twists.
Again!
It's not moving!
I gotta pull you out! I'm gonna try to pull you, okay? Ready?
They grab wrists.
Two, three.
Crouching, Drew tries to extend her legs.
Again. Stop. This is not working.
We need to get this thing off of you. This
isn't working.
We need to get you out of here.
We will. But for now, you have to leave me here.
What do you mean, leave you here?
You have to go to the surface and call for help.
What?
Drew! I need you to get your shit together, okay? I know you can do it.
She grips her wrists.
Are you with me?
Drew nods.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your air?
85 bar.
Okay, I'm at 100. At this depth, I can make that last 25 minutes or so.
No one can make it here in 25 minutes, May.
I know. Listen, this is what you're gonna do. A direct ascent to the surface. Your dive computer will go crazy telling you to make a decompression stop, but just ignore it. You're within safe limits. Do you understand?
Yeah. Okay.
Our comms will not work when you're out of the water, so we're not gonna be able to talk. So you have to remember what I'm telling you now, okay?
Okay.
When you're up, call for help. Then you need to bring me extra air. There are two tanks at the base. There are another two tanks on the back seat of the car. If there's enough time, you need to bring them over to the base.
And there's a carjack. Yes.
In the trunk.
Okay.
Bring that too so we can lift the rock. When you get out of the water, you have to set an alarm for 20 minutes. You have to be back with the air by then.
20 minutes.
Okay.
I can do it.
Drew, wait.
She catches hold of her arm and pulls her back, closing her eyes.
It's all good. We have plenty of options. Just stay calm. Calm. Do one thing after the other. The calmer you are, the less air you use. Remember that.
Yes.
The calmer you are,
yes.
The less air you
yes.
use.
Yes.
The calmer you are, the less air you use.
A plume of bubbles obscures May's face. She squeezes her eyes shut. At the beach, a child's hand nudging a crab.
Don't think.
May tucks her chin to her chest. A sprinkle of bubbles rises toward the surface. Drew kicks steadily upward. Her head bobs above the water into the sunlight. She swims to the dock, removes her fins, and pulls herself up. Button on her dive computer and hurries up to the dock, unshouldering the vest holding her air tank. On the shore, she yanks off her full face mask and the hood of her wetsuit, freeing a mop of wet hair. She turns away from the sea. Her face falls. She jogs to where May stowed their equipment. The weather-beaten rock formation is buried in fallen rock. She crouches beside the pile. The two cylinders are visible through a gap the size of her palm. She throws her weight against the rocks. Below the cliffs, Drew's body is dwarfed by the craggy pile of fallen stone. 100 feet below sea level, May's light shines from her wrist. Each slow breath sends up a flurry of bubbles. At a beach, a child's hand splashing in the tide.
Don't think.
May's eyes remain tightly closed. Children's feet slapping against the sand. May exhales. The back of a girl's blonde head as she strolls along the beach.
Like you mean?
On the dock, the back of Drew's head in her wetsuit. On the beach, the girl smiling over her shoulder.
What do you mean?
On the dock, Drew laughs.
So where do you live?
The two girls tussling in the surf.
Right now is Mom, actually.
A balding man pushing the girls on a swing. The girls wear pink and blue wetsuits, treading water with the man. The girl in blue sinks below the water, clinging to a chain.
Are you okay?
May's glassy eyes open.
Don't think.
She lifts her head. She points her flashlight beam toward the surface. On the shore, Drew continues to shove at the rocks.
Fuck!
She jabs at her dive computer and sets a timer for 20 minutes. She adjusts it to 16 minutes. She sprints up the stairs to the red sedan. On the window, Roxy Car Rentals. Drew smacks her palms against the passenger side window. She yanks on the door handles. She peers in at the cylinders wedged in the back seat. She backs up, seizes a rock from the road, and pitches it into the car. She unlocks the back seat door through the broken window and pulls out the cylinders. She releases all the locks from the inside. She scrambles around to the right side of the car, to the driver's seat. She runs her hands over the dashboard and pushes the trunk release button. She looks over her shoulder.
Fuck!
Drew rushes to the trunk and tugs on the lid. She climbs into the back seat and tugs on the seat backs. They don't budge. She steps back from the car and squeezes her eyes shut, gritting her teeth. She pulls a utility knife from her diving boot. She plunges the blade into the middle of the back seat and makes a long tear in the fabric. She reaches a hand into the hole in the foam. She steps back from the car and checks her dive computer. She jumps back into the front seat and picks up a map from the dashboard. She traces a coastline with her finger.
What? Where are you?
She gets out and holds the map in front of her, examining the real coastline. She checks her timer, 8 minutes, 37 seconds. She throws the map back in the car and hoists one tank over her shoulder, the other one hanging in her hand. She begins to descend the stairs. She loses her footing and drops the tank in her hand. She bends and grabs it. Her short nails are painted with chipped pink and blue polish. At the bottom of the cliffs, Drew hobbles toward the dock. She places the two tanks on the ground. Deep underwater, May grips her air pressure gauge in both hands, her eyes fixed on the needle. It reads 10 bar. At the dock, Drew's air from earlier reads 70 bar. She looks between the two cylinders on the ground and her gear, then pulls her hood over her head. Drew glances at the sea. She straightens up and waves her arms. A distant boat glides over the water. Her timer. 3 minutes, 12 seconds. She begins strapping on her gear, pivoting between it and the boat.
Help!
She swings her vest over her back and turns back to the water.
Help!
On her mask and examines one of the cylinders. She picks up the other one and her fins. shuffles down the dock, eyes following the boat.
Help! Hey! Over here!
She carefully sets down the cylinder and waves her arms. On her timer, 1:09. She jumps off the dock and begins putting on her fins. Underwater, sparse bubbles drift up from May's head. She removes her full face mask and straps on a half mask that covers her eyes and nose. She puts an emergency regulator, an octopus, in her mouth. At the end of the dock, Drew grips the cylinder and pulls it into the water, losing her grasp once on the way. She wraps both arms around it. She lets go of the cylinder with one arm to wave. The cylinder slips from her grasp and plunges toward the seafloor. Drew watches it fall, then bobs above the surface, watches the boat begin to turn away from the shore, then dives. She checks her timer and pitches herself straight down. May grips the pressure gauge as the needle settles at zero. She pulls out the mouthpiece and scans the water in front of her with her flashlight beam. Approaching fast. Pressing her lips, May reaches out her hand. Drew alights in front of May and hands her an octopus. May stuffs it in her mouth, panting.
It's okay, breathe.
They clasp hands.
Are you okay? Listen, I dropped the tank. I know. I gotta go find it. It can't be far. I saw where I dropped it. I'm gonna leave my air with you.
May shakes her head.
Yes, I free dive. Don't worry. It can't be far. I gotta go get it. I gotta get my half mask.
May nods.
Be ready with your octopus. Okay.
Drew takes off her vest and air tank and passes it to May.
Let me breathe when I switch.
May nods. Drew pulls off her full face mask and hands it over. May passes the octopus from her own mouth to Drew's. Drew passes the octopus back and puts on her half mask. May holds the octopus to Drew's mouth, nodding. Kicks away and begins scanning the debris with her flashlight. May shines her light on Drew's tank, where a thin stream of bubbles is escaping. Shaking her head, she covers the spot with her finger. Drew swims along the seafloor, casting her flashlight beam around. Thank you. bubbles stream from a gap in the rocks. She approaches, grasps the cylinder under one arm, and turns back. She twists around, unable to see May's light. As shadows begin to crowd her vision, she spots the beam and paddles toward it. May puts the octopus in Drew's mouth. Drew clutches her chest. May taps her shoulder and signals, "Steady." May signals, "Okay." Drew passes the octopus back to May. May hands Drew back her tank. They pass Drew's octopus back and forth as May helps her strap her tank on. Drew closes her eyes, removes the half mask, and pulls on her full face mask. Water under the lens distorts her face as she adjusts it. She lets the water out of her mask and opens her eyes. The empty tank. She fumbles with the new one. May pulls Drew's hands away.
Okay, yeah, you do it, yeah. You do it. Oh, God.
May deftly fastens the tube to the tank and turns a valve. Her pressure gauge reads 200 bar. Pulls off her half mask and takes the octopus out of her mouth. Drew hands her the full face mask. May releases the air into her mask.
Why didn't you break the jack?
The rockfall, it buried everything. The tanks, the car keys, everything. I had to break.
So you didn't call for help?
Our phones are buried. There's a house on the map, and there's a boat, and it saw me, and I have to go back and make sure that they know that we need help.
What about the jack?
I can't get into the trunk without the car keys.
Okay, how far is the house?
Maybe a mile.
That's too far. Forget the house, and if there is no boat, you have to get the jack, Drew.
I tried. I can't get in there.
Well, try harder. It's not invincible. There's gotta be a way.
Okay.
Drew, you have to make a decompression stop this time. Did you change tanks, or are you still on the old one?
The old one.
She checks her pressure gauge.
50 bar.
Listen, your inflator hose is damaged.
What?
Your inflator hose is damaged. It's okay for now, but if the hole expands, you'll lose too much air. You have to try to fix it at the surface.
Okay.
You have to go now. Get the jack.
Yeah.
Go, go!
Drew paddles away. May squeezes her eyes shut, then opens them.
Drew?
Yeah?
Even if help is coming, you're gonna have to make at least one more dive to bring me the second spare tank. You have to make a decompression stop this time, okay?
The boat's gonna leave, though.
Your nitrogen level is already too high. You
help!
You have to take the steps!
I'm at 20 feet, how long?
Mate, how long? At least 5 minutes.
What? The boat's gonna leave!
You have to decompress!
The boat's gonna help!
I can't wait!
You have to decompress!
No, the boat's more important!
You have to decompress!
Drew bobs to the surface. The water is deserted. Drew flails toward the shore. She tosses her fins onto the dock. She pulls herself up and collapses onto her hands and knees. She yanks off her mask just in time to avoid filling it with vomit. She wipes blood from her nose. She hauls her air tank into her lap and pulls off her hood. She examines the cracked rubber of her hose and leans back. She wipes her hand across her face, her eyes half closed. She jogs up the stairway in the cliffside and stumbles to the car, its doors still standing open. She nearly falls as she approaches. She steadies herself with both hands on the trunk. She wedges her knife into the gap between the car and the trunk lid. She forces the tip of the knife into the trunk's keyhole, trying to turn it. She kicks the trunk, denting the license plate. She retrieves the map from the front seat and lays it on the roof of the car, tracing on it with her finger. She looks out at the landscape.
Please be a house.
Drew sprints away. The red car and its tire tracks are the only man-made things visible in the sparse landscape. On the seafloor, May holds stones in her cupped hands. On the beach, a child's hand sweeping over wet sand, the surf lapping at their back. May blinks. May squeezes her eyes shut and shakes her head. The rock wall beside her extends up out of sight.
5 seconds out.
The girl in pink floating beside the boat, taking deep breaths.
5 seconds in.
The girls and the man float together.
Are you okay?
5 seconds out.
A diver floating.
I don't even know if you're enjoying this. I talk you into these trips every year. But...
The balding man gulps air.
Do you actually want to go?
May kicks through open water. Bubbles flow over craggy rocks. The entrance of the cave appears.
I really do. I want to go on that. I want to go on these trips with you.
It just doesn't show.
From below, the top of the reef rotating, crisscrossed by fish.
Don't think.
A cascade of bubbles gushes toward the surface. Map in hand, Drew clambers over a low stone wall. She sprints through low brown shrubs. Runs toward a narrow limestone building with a cross on the top. She climbs over another crumbling stone wall. She stumbles. She pushes herself up a short ledge with her hands. Bangs on double doors. She leans over, bracing her hands on her knees. She runs up a set of stone stairs to a landing. She pulls open a wooden door and runs into a small chamber with a twin bed. She rifles through the sparse contents of a cupboard and a small bag. She runs out, back down the stairs.
Help! Help!
She passes a red moped, checking it for keys as she goes, and slows to a stop in front of the building. She pauses, looking up the facade. She runs back to the moped and drags it under a window with stained glass panels. She puts the kickstand down and clambers onto the moped. She smacks the glass with her palm. She breaks a pane with a rock. She reaches through to unlatch the window and pushes it open. Balancing on the sill, she pivots her legs into the room and drops down. She looks around a dim space with a painting of Jesus, candles, and images of saints. She pushes open the double doors, which lead outside. She turns back, shoves aside a set of curtains, and opens the door to a closet. She rummages inside, then spins and begins to dig through a similar closet opposite the first one. She picks up a bottle half full of sports drink, snaps the lid back, and gulps it down, leaning on the doorframe. She tosses the bottle aside. She retrieves a ball pin hammer and a fat red marker. She unfolds her map on the stone floor and begins to scrawl. She circles the spot where May is stuck and draws an arrow. In the red ink, help. Diver trapped underwater, 100 feet drop. Need immediate help. Emergency, extra air and rescue divers needed. See map. She stands and surveys her handwork, then snatches up the hammer. She looks from the hammer in her hand to a print of Mary holding Jesus' body at the foot of the cross. Her nose slowly drips blood. Underwater, May's mouth twitches below closed eyes. At the beach, one of the blonde girls dunking the other underwater. May bows her head. At the beach, the girls hugging, half submerged, water sparkling on their skin.
No.
May opens her eyes, her mouth moving.
You left a hole when you left.
She looks up.
I don't even know if you're enjoying this. Like, I can't read you anymore.
Drew speaks to May in the cave. From below, May's image is distorted through the water.
Are you enjoying this? Like,
no. I'm not enjoying this. I'm bored. Your enthusiasm, your greenness and innocence fucking annoy me. I can't stand it. You remind me of something I lost, and I hate myself for that. So no, I'm not okay, not at all. And fuck you for telling me I left a hole. I had to go, but you can't see that because you're a little princess. You live in a fairy tale. You always will. Grow the fuck up!
A girl's feet kick underwater. On the seafloor, May twists under the rock. She pushes with her hands. Drew marches up to the car, gripping the hammer in one hand and the knife in the other. She pushes the blade into the trunk's keyhole and hammers the handle. She tries to turn the knife. The tip of the knife snaps off. Drew steps back and closes her eyes. She kicks the car and brings the hammer down with both hands on the trunk lid. She slams the rear car door, bends into the driver's seat, puts the car in neutral, and releases the handbrake. Drew adjusts the steering wheel, then pulls the car backward. She runs to the trunk and shoves the car toward the edge of the bluff. It rolls away from her and pitches over the edge. Drew watches it, panting open mouth, then rushes to the edge and peers down. The car lies on its side, battered, the trunk warped and ajar. Drew throws her hands in the air and scuttles down the steep slope. Opening the trunk, she finds a can labeled Fix-A-Flat and a first aid kit. Her brow crinkles. She pulls out the can and examines it. She covers her face with her hand, sinks to the sloping ground, and collapses on her back. Shadow falls over Drew's face. Shielding her eyes, she gazes up at the top of the bluff. The black and white goat is perched high on a ledge. On the seafloor, May shines her light straight up. She gazes toward the surface. From below, three pairs of legs. The diver's clinging onto a chain. The balding man and girls in pink and blue sinking below the water.
You know what? Today is not the day for a dive.
At the dock, teenage May and Drew in wetsuits, supporting each other, clambering out of dark water in the cave.
Are you okay?
May smiles tightly.
No. Not okay, not at all.
One girl riding piggyback on the other, teenage May pulls herself out of dark water.
You remind me of something I lost.
Teenage May grips her head in her hands.
And I fucking hate myself for that.
In her full face mask, Drew drifting underwater. On the dock, Drew turns away and grins at May.
I wish I still had that feeling.
A diver drifts underwater. On the seafloor, May's eyes are half closed. On the cliffside, a broken road sign lies face down in the brush. Splayed on the rock, Drew screws up her face and grits her teeth. She pushes herself to her feet and lurches over to the sign. She grabs the wooden post and turns it over to reveal a pictographic warning about falling rocks. She hangs her head. She turns the sign over, braces her boot on the rusted metal, and levers up on the post. The sign snaps, and she grips the post in both hands. At the shoreline, Drew sets down the fix-a-flat can and first aid kit from the trunk. She unzips the kit and grips a roll of tape in her teeth. Propping a cylinder between her legs, she reaches for the can and shakes it. She squirts a gummy white foam onto the cracked tube and wraps tape around it. She puts her octopus in her mouth and checks her pressure gauge. The needle is steady at 20 bar. She shuffles down the rock, carrying the extra cylinder in one hand and the signpost in the other. She drops into the water, paddles to the dock, and puts on her fins. She drags the cylinder into the water, tucks it under her arm, and grabs the post. Extending both in front of her, she dives straight down into the darkness. On the seafloor, May passes her fingers through her flashlight beam. Her eyes are wide and blank.
May, I'm here.
I'm coming. May, are you okay?
I saw something.
What?
Something out there in the blue.
What did you see? There are so many ways how this could end, but it's all happening for a reason.
I belong here.
No, it's not real. You have nitrogen narcosis, okay?
I saw something.
Please snap out of it. Okay, it's not real.
Nitrogen narcosis, yeah, okay.
I'm gonna lift the rock with this pole. Ready?
He stares absently.
May, please, snap out of it. I need your help.
Yes, the rock. We're gonna lift it.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We're gonna lift it, okay.
Ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Drew wedges the post under the rock and pulls down on the end, while May pushes upward on the rock. It budges minutely. Drew checks her pressure gauge. 10 bar.
I have to switch tanks now so I don't run out of air. I'll stay in my full face mask and hold my breath.
She unshoulders her tank and unscrews the hose. She connects it to the fresh cylinder, spinning the valve in one direction, and then the other.
Okay.
Stay calm.
She looks wide-eyed at May.
What's going on? Let me try.
Drew grabs the tank back.
It won't work. It's free spinning. Drew, stop it. It won't work. Switch back to your old tank. Switch back now.
Drew continues to desperately spin the valve. She turns to her old tank and hooks it up.
I dropped it. I checked the threading, but I didn't check if the valve would open. Let's try this again. We can do it.
She grabs a hold of the post.
Push with your back at the same time. Okay?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
The rock moves slightly.
Yes! It's moving! I can feel it moving! Yes!
The post splinters. They look at each other.
No.
May lays down her light and closes her eyes. Grips her head.
What do you mean? You don't know? Come on. Tell me.
Tell me
what to do.
No, I can't think.
Come on. I can't. You have to help me. Please help me. You have to know.
I can't focus.
What would Dad have done? Come on, what would Dad have done?
I don't know! I don't know.
Drew's eyes shine wetly.
Please go up.
May's face is wet.
Go up, Drew.
Drew shakes her head and stares at the vest that holds her gear, a BCD jacket.
I'm gonna put my BCD jacket under the rock and inflate it. This is it, okay? It's gonna work like an air cushion. This is gonna work, okay? Okay, ready? Yeah, okay. Where's the inflator?
She fits the BCD jacket between the two rocks.
It works! It's working! Fuck, no!
Bubbles pour from a junction in the tube.
Fuck! No, come on!
Drew holds her palm over the spot. She looks at her pressure gauge.
I'm almost out of air.
Drew shakes her head.
It's okay, Drew. It's okay.
Drew, you did everything you could. It's not your fault. Don't feel guilty, Drew. You're gonna have a good life, I know. Now, please go up, Drew. Will you please go up? Please go up and make a decompression stop. Please, would you do it for me? You have to go up now. Please.
They embrace, pressing their foreheads together. May grips the back of Drew's head.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's okay, Drew. It's okay. Let it go. I'm not giving up. Someone could have seen my message. There could be a boat. I'm not gonna let you fucking die.
There'll be no boat. You have to take my air and make a decompression.
If I survive, there's still a chance.
No. You won't survive it.
No!
Drew wrenches off her full face mask and her weight belt. She pushes off, leaving her belt, tank, and full face mask. She kicks continuously toward the surface. Gasping. In slow motion, she bobs toward the dock. her nose bleeding freely, Drew flops her fins onto the dock and drags herself up. She nearly falls and catches herself on one hand, gripping the ladder. She begins dragging herself along the dock on her hands and knees. Her eyes look bruised and blood runs over her mouth. She falls to her forearms and then to her belly. She flops onto her side and spots the balding man sitting on a rock on the shore, gazing at her. She rolls onto her back. The shore is empty. Drew lies on her back, her head turned to the side. Below the aluminum grid of the dock, the can of tire fixer bobs in the surf. Drew lies motionless about halfway up the dock, just out of the lengthening shadow of the cliffs. On the seafloor, May's eyes are closed. May shines her light around. She grabs her temples. Spots a diver floating near the surface. The diver twirls above the sunlit surface below her. She reaches up toward the deeper, darker water. She does a somersault and reaches down towards the surface. Three sets of legs tread water. Three hands cling to the chain. May shuts her eyes.
When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do.
The girl's in pink and blue near the boat with the man.
You're my dream come true.
Surfacing and dipping back under. The man holding the girl in pink's head underwater. She is struggling.
Stop it.
He is watching a timer. The girl in blue is watching. The lens of May's full face mask is a tiny point of light in the dark water. Her cheeks are wet. She stares upward. Near the boat, an arm holding the girl in pink's head down. From below, a teenage May gripping the chain and extending her arm underwater. Teenage May crying near the dark water. On the seafloor, particles drift in front of May's face. Her lips move.
I belong here.
A few feet from her face, an identical girl in a full face mask locks eyes with her. A tear rolls from May's eye. The girls in pink and blue dive in calm water. Thank you. seafloor, May smiles and weeps. A diver with no air tank descends through twilight water. Drew approaches May, clutching a sharp rock and the fix-a-flat can. May's face is wet and her eyes are narrowed.
No. Why did you come back?
Drew puts the octopus in her mouth and exhales. She touches May's mask as May shakes her head. Drew shakes her head and straps on her weighted belt.
Why did you come back?
She moves to where her BCD is wedged under the rock. She holds the safety valve in one hand and maneuvers the fix-a-flat in the other. Starts to smile. Drew pushes down on the nozzle of the can. May shines her light where the air was escaping and watches the bubbles stop as foam extrudes through the valve. Drew presses the inflator. The jacket inflates, pushing the rock. A seam splits on the outer layer of the jacket.
Yes! It's working! Feel it! I feel it moving! Push.
The tube inside continues to inflate. Drew throws her weight against the rock. May screws up her face. The BCD jacket continues to lift the rock. Both women push against it. May wriggles free. Drew floats limply and grabs at her head. Drew blinks at May. May takes off her empty cylinder.
I got you. I got you. Oh my God.
Dragging Drew and the cylinder, May kicks toward the surface. Stops halfway up and swims down the chasm and through the crevice.
Come on, let's go!
Drew clutching the tank to the surface in the cave. The grip a ledge near the wall. Drew's lower face is slicked with blood.
You have to decompress. If you go to the surface now, you'll die. You have to stay in here for as long as possible. It's gonna work like a decompression chamber.
Drew blinks dazedly. May opens the valve on the tank.
That's all we have. Okay. I have to go. I have to go to the surface.
What?
I can't use up your air.
No.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm coming back.
Drew looks blank. May grabs her face.
Do not give up. Fucking don't give up now, okay? Oh, shit. It's not gonna be enough. It's not enough. The air in here is not gonna be enough. You need much more time in here. Okay, think. There's a way. I saw it down there. I saw it. Maybe we just need more air.
Drew's face contorts.
The tank. The tank at the bottom, it's a full tank.
The valve won't open.
I'm gonna bring it up here and I'm gonna break it fucking open.
Free diving.
Yeah, it's possible.
No.
It's possible.
No, it's not. We'll have to relay the text to it.
Shut up. I'm doing it.
Maple's on her half mask.
I have to breathe up. It's going to use up your air in here.
Do it.
Okay. I'm coming back.
Drew's hand twitches below the water. She struggles to keep her head up. On the seafloor, the beam of May's flashlight lands on the unopened container. She seizes it. In the cave, Drew's fingers spasm. She clutches her throat. Drew's body goes limp. She rotates face down into the water, her eyes glossy. Her body lurches and she blinks. A tiny bubble escapes her nose, then another. A flashlight beam cuts across dark pebbles. Bigger rocks cast long shadows. May slides the cylinder into the cave entrance. From the cave floor, May's light illuminates Drew's blotchy face, her body floating on the surface of the water. She grabs a shark rock and bangs on the cylinder's broken valve. A column of bubbles flows from the valve. May kicks toward the surface. Flips Drew onto her back. May pinches Drew's nose and clamps her mouth over Drew's. She wraps her arms around Drew from behind and uses one hand to draw her fist repeatedly into Drew's sternum. Drew's head lolls onto May's shoulder. May finishes another rescue breath and returns to pumping Drew's chest. Drew floats on her back. May pounces her fist into Drew's chest. May exhales into Drew's mouth and pushes on her chest, supporting her head. Drew lurches forward, expelling a mouthful of water. May hugs her. May settles Drew onto her back, supporting her. Drew closes her eyes, breathing steadily.
We did it.
May leans her head on Drew's shoulder, crying.
We're gonna live, Drew.
Drew nods weakly, barely holding her eyes open.
I'm gonna get us out of here.
Drew gazes up at her, eyes unfocused.
And Drew, next year I pick the spot.
Drew smiles feebly. Sunlight filters downward through open blue water. The surface above undulates and shimmers. Long beams of light reach downward into deep, dark water. The ocean is calm and the sky is cloudless. May supports Drew on one shoulder through the water. Clambers onto the dock and pulls Drew after her. Side by side, they stagger toward the shore. Drew stumbles, and May lowers her to the dock and sits beside her. She wraps her arms around Drew's shoulders, gripping tightly. They hold each other, crying and smiling. From behind, May reaches up and rests her hand on Drew's head. Just below them, waves break on the shore. Cut to black. Audio description written by Ryan Brooks. Narrated by Kyle Snyder. Described by AudioEyes. Previous credits: Augenschein Film Production. In co-production with Falcon Films. In co-production with ZDF. In association with Logical Content Ventures. In association with Protagonist Pictures. Credits appear: Louisa Krause, Sophie Lowe. Directed by Maximilian Erlenwen. Screenplay by Maximilian Erlenwen and Joaquin Heiden. Based on a screenplay written by Joaquin Heiden. Produced by Jonas Katzenstein. Maximilian Leo. Co-producers Pierre Elul, Annika Saila Silvana. Director of Photography Frank Grieb. Production Design Benedict Hereforth. Editor Philip Thomas, BFS. Music by Volker Bertelmann and Raphael Seyfried. Sound Mixer Michael Schlomer. Sound Design Karina Flieg. Re-recording Mixer Tobias Flieg. Casting by Nancy Foy. Underwater Cinematography Jan Heinrich Hoffman, Herrick Borgeson, FSF. Executive Producers Julia Gebauer, Jonas Sorensen, Joaquin Heiden. Executive Producers Philip Stendebach, Jonathan Saubach, Doris Schrenner, ZDF. Executive Producers Dave Bishop, George Hamilton, Luann Guerre, Janina Vilsmeer. Executive Producers Celine Dornier, Pascal Hostashi. Credits scroll. Young Drew, Stella Urig. Young May, Shire Richardson. Father, David Skikluna. Supported by Film und Medienstiftung NRW, Hessen Film, MFG Baden-Württemberg, Moin Filmförderung Hamburg Schleswig-Holstein, Create Europe Media, DFFF, AFF, Malta Film Commission. Copyright 2022, ZDF Augenschein Film Production. All rights reserved.